Greetings, welcome to another episode. And this week on the Quiet Corner, we are going to have some readings that celebrate and commemorate some events that occurred throughout the month of April. So the first one we're going to listen to is a reading based on Tiradentes from Brazil.
Tiradentes Day, Brazil. This month in Brazil, many gather to commemorate Tiradentes Day, a significant event in Brazilian history. On April 21st, we honor Joaquim José da Silva Xavier, known as Tiradentes, a national hero who fought for Brazil's independence from Portuguese colonial rule. Tiradentes, a dentist by trade, became a revolutionary leader who envisioned a free and independent Brazil. His execution on April 21st, 1792, marked a pivotal moment in the struggle for freedom. Tiradentes was born on November 12, 1746, in the village of Pombal near Santa Rita do Rio Abaixo. He was the fourth of seven children in a family that faced significant hardships after the death of his parents. Despite receiving no formal education, Tiradentes apprenticed under his uncle, a dentist, and earned the nickname Tiradentes, meaning tooth puller. His work as a terrain surveyor exposed him to the exploitation and heavy taxation imposed by the Portuguese colonial administration. Witnessing the massive transportation of gold and other valuable resources to major cities, Tiradentes developed a sense of dissatisfaction with the oppressive class system and the exploitation of Brazilians. He joined the revolutionary movement known as the Inconfidência Mineira, inspired by the successful American Revolution of 1776. The movement aimed to proclaim an independent Brazilian republic on the day the Portuguese planned to institute an additional tax on gold. However, the plan was betrayed, and Tiradentes, along with other conspirators, was imprisoned. During the trial, which lasted almost 3 years, Tiradentes took full responsibility for the insurrection plot. On April 21st, 1792, he was executed by hanging, and his body was quartered with pieces sent to places where he had propagated his ideas. Tiradentes' legacy is a testament to the power of resilience and the fight against oppression. His courage in the face of adversity inspires us to stand up for justice and equality. Today, as we reflect on his sacrifice, we are reminded of the importance of unity and the relentless pursuit of our ideals. In our modern world, the lessons from Tiradentes' life are more relevant than ever. We must continue to challenge injustices and work towards a society where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. His story teaches us that change is possible when we come together with a shared vision and unwavering determination. Let us honor Tiradentes by committing ourselves to the principles of freedom, justice, and equality. May his spirit guide us in our efforts to build a better future for all.
Yes, indeed. Guidance for us all. And now we're going to have a reading, a recollection of the 1712 New York Revolt of the Enslaved.
Anniversary of the New York Enslaved Revolt of 1712. As we commemorate the anniversary of the New York Enslaved Revolt of 1712, a pivotal event in the history of African resistance against oppression. On the night of April 6, 1712, a group of 23 enslaved Africans in New York City rose up against their brutal conditions, seeking freedom and justice. The revolt was sparked by the unbearable hardships faced by the enslaved population. They were subjected to severe beatings, starvation, and lived under primitive conditions. The enslaved prisoners of war, armed with hatchets, guns, and knives, set fire to an outhouse at the home of Peter Van Tilburg on Maiden Lane, signaling the start of their rebellion. As white residents rushed out of their homes, they were met by the armed enslaved, who fired into the crowd, causing panic and chaos. The revolt resulted in the deaths of 9 white slaveholders and injuries to 6 others. The English governor quickly summoned soldiers and the militia to suppress the uprising. The surviving enslaved were captured, tried, and subjected to brutal executions. The aftermath of the revolt led to the enactment of harsher slave codes, further restricting the lives of enslaved Africans. The significance of the New York Slave Revolt of 1712 lies in its demonstration of the resilience and courage of the enslaved. Despite facing overwhelming odds, they stood up against their oppressors, demanding their right to freedom. This revolt serves as a reminder of the long history of resistance and the fight for justice that continues to this day. In our modern world, the lessons from the New York Enslaved Revolt are more relevant than ever. We must continue to challenge injustices and work towards a society where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. The courage and determination of those who participated in the revolt inspire us to stand up against oppression and fight for equality. Let us honor the legacy of the New York Enslaved Revolt by committing ourselves to the principles of freedom, justice, and equality. May their spirit guide us in our efforts to build a better future for all.
Yes, may our ancestors guide us. Now we are going to listen to similar lines. This regiment actually helped bring the Civil War to an end. 1865, let's go.
Black Regiment's Assault on Fort Blakely, 1865. The heroic actions of black regiments during the assault on Fort Blakely, a key event that helped bring the Civil War to an end. From April 2nd to April 9th, 1865, Union forces, including the United States Colored Troops, USCT, engaged in a fierce battle to capture Fort Blakely in Baldwin County, Alabama. The USCT played a crucial role in the successful Union assault. Approximately 4,000 African American soldiers from 9 different regiments participated in the siege and assault, making it one of the largest concentrations of black soldiers during the Civil War. These troops, led by Brigadier General John P. Hawkins, demonstrated exceptional bravery and determination as they faced intense Confederate fire. The final assault on Fort Blakely began on April 9, 1865, just hours after Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox. The sheer numbers of Union forces breached the Confederate earthworks, compelling the Confederates to surrender within about 30 minutes. The USCT units captured over 200 men and several pieces of artillery, but they sustained heavy casualties, with over 30 killed and nearly 150 wounded. The significance of the assault on Fort Blakely lies in the valor and dedication of the USCT. These soldiers, many of whom were former slaves, fought not only for the Union, but also for the honor and dignity of their race. Their actions helped secure a Union victory and contributed to the end of the Civil War. Today, the lessons from the assault on Fort Blakely are crucial. We must recognize the contributions of African American soldiers and honor their legacy. Their courage and determination serve as a reminder of the importance of fighting for justice and equality. The actions of the USCT inspire us to stand up against oppression and work towards a society where everyone is treated with dignity and respect. As we commemorate the anniversary of the assault on Fort Blakely, let us recommit ourselves to the principles of unity, peace, and prosperity.
All right, so let's fast forward and take a trip across the water to the formation of the ANC.
History and formation of the African National Congress, ANC. Today, we delve into the rich history and formation of the African National Congress, ANC, a pivotal organization in the struggle against apartheid and colonialism in South Africa. Founded on January 8, 1912, in Bloemfontein, the ANC has played a crucial role in shaping the political landscape of South Africa and advocating for the rights of black South Africans. The ANC was initially established as the South African Native National Congress, SANNC, by a group of South Africa's educated elite, including John Langalibalele Dube, Pixley Ka'isaka Semeh, and Sol Plaatje. The formation of the SANNC was a response to the exclusion of black South Africans from constitutional discussions towards the Union of South Africa, which took place between 1908 and 1909. The SANNC aimed to unite black South Africans in a national organization to protest against racial discrimination and appeal for equal treatment before the law. In 1923, the SANNC was renamed the African National Congress, ANC, reflecting its broader mission to advocate for the rights of all Africans. The ANC's early years were marked by efforts to maintain voting rights for coloreds and black Africans in Cape Province. However, it was in the 1940s that the ANC began to take a more militant stance against segregation, spearheaded by younger leaders such as Nelson Mandela, Oliver Tambo, and Walter Sisulu. The ANC's Defiance Campaign of 1952 marked a significant turning point in its history. This campaign involved acts of civil disobedience, where thousands of South Africans defied apartheid laws by entering restricted areas and refusing to carry passbooks. The campaign galvanized international support and drew attention to the injustices faced by black South Africans. In 1955, the ANC signed the Freedom Charter, which outlined its vision for a non-racial, democratic South Africa. This charter became a cornerstone of the ANC's ideology and a rallying point for anti-apartheid activists. The Sharpeville Massacre of 1960, where police opened fire on peaceful protesters, led to the banning of the ANC by the South African government. Forced underground, the ANC founded Umkhonto we Sizwe, MK, its military wing, to embark on an armed struggle against apartheid. Despite facing severe repression, the ANC continued its fight from exile, with headquarters in Morogoro, Tanzania, and Lusaka, Zambia. The organization received support from countries like Sweden and the Soviet Union. The ANC's efforts culminated in the unbanning of the organization in 1990 and the release of Nelson Mandela from prison. In 1994, South Africa held its first democratic elections, and Nelson Mandela was elected as the country's first black president. The ANC has governed South Africa since then, playing a central role in the country's transition to democracy. Today, the ANC faces new challenges as it navigates the complexities of governance and strives to fulfill its promises of social justice and economic development. The party continues to grapple with issues such as corruption, service delivery, and maintaining public confidence. Despite these challenges, the ANC remains a symbol of resistance and a testament to the power of collective action in the fight for equality. As we reflect on the history and formation of the ANC, let us remember the sacrifices made by its leaders and members. Their courage and determination inspire us to continue working towards a society where everyone is treated with dignity and respect.
I sure hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I did listening to the different readings and reasonings. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads, peace.